Hi, Esther.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well, and I hope you are.
Yes, I'm well. Is it rain by you?
Of course.
Oh, I love the rain. I had the windows open. It was so beautiful.
Have you gotten your internet fixed or?
Oh, yes, it's working now.
Okay, good.
I'm going to mute because dog is barking already.
Understand. Good morning.
Good morning.
To begin today, we'll be taking control over the month of Tevet, which is one of the three most negative months of the year. Rosh Chodesh Tevet for the month of Tavshin Ayin Chet. 5778 is on the evening of December 17th until sundown December 19th. The actions that you do today, the 10th day of Nisan, will impact either positively or negatively the month of Tevet in the year 5778. And today, that started last night, the evening of the 5th of April, until sundown today, the 6th of April, is the day that you have the potential to take control of the month of Tevet. The first step we do is to coordinate or to make our connection to the permutation of the Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav Hey, and also his name, Echie, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The permutation for the month of Tevet is Hey Yud Hey Vav, Hey Aleph Hey Yud. Please join me in saying these letters with their root vowel. Hey yo, hey wa, hey ya, hey yo, 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 hey yo. Hey yo, hey wa, hey ya, hey yo. Hey yo, hey wa, hey ya, hey yo. Hey yo, hey wa, hey ya, hey yo. Our next step is to make the connection to the Anabakoa, where we will stop at the first verse. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati, Zerura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. The The letters of the month of Tevet, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the astrological sign of Gedi, which is a goat, which is the astrological sign of Capricorn. The gematria of Ayin and Bet are connected to the number 72, and we know that 72 connects to the 72 names of God, the 72 names are from the Tzaddikim, and 72, when the Hashem's name Yud Hey Vav Hey is spelled out with the letter Yud, it has the gematria of 72 as well. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Tacharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshei Chudcha Kevavat Shamreim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkasa Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Ted Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zofre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Zadiyutav. And the eighth verse of the Anabah Koach we say in a whisper. Our next step is to make connection to the relationships that are taught in the Sefer Yetzirah. With respect to the month of Tevet, that name can be translated as nine daughters. And the tribe is the tribe of Dan, and we know Dan has a connection to judgment. The sense in the month of Tevet is anger, and controlling our anger is one of the most important midot characteristics, changes that we have to do in each and every lifetime. And the controller is the liver. And we know that the liver is the home within the body of the negative system of the evil inclination. We will now make our connection to the offerings that were brought by the head of the tribe, the Nasi of the tribe of Dan, is Achiezer ben Amishadai. And please give me a minute or two to get set up properly for the reading. say two blessings prior to the reading. The first blessing has to do with the words of Torah, and the second blessing has to do with taking those words of Torah into our souls and learning to become a living Torah. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvata V'Tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. And may we all say Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvata V'Tzivanu La'asok B'Torah. And may we all say Amen. The tribe is Dan, and the meaning of the name Dan is God will judge, or judgment. The blessing for the tribe of Dan: he will be trusted to judge fairly and honestly. People will place confidence in his decisions. The word that connects to the tribe of Dan, Levavecha, or Levavcha, which is your heart. And we know this word from the first paragraph of the Shema. The phrase, Ach Boteach Bo, but trust in him. The Shorash of Dan is Dalet and Nun, which is judgment. It's a doorway to falling in reverse order. It's a doorway to falling, because the energy of the Nun is falling. In reverse order, the word means a wall, as well as moving and wandering. Energy verses for the tribe of Dan, for the name of Dan. There are 17 verses that have this connection to the tribe of Dan. And we learn that 17 is the matria of the Hebrew word tov, which is good, And we learn that judgment is good when we are being righteous. The first verse that connects to this energy, Derech Shaloshit Yamim Nelecha Bamidabar Uzvachenu Vahashem Eloheinu Kasher Yaomer Eloheinu. We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Hashem our God as He shall command us. This is a statement by Moses to Pharaoh, explaining why he wanted the people to be allowed to go into the desert. The name Achich Ezer . The meaning is my brother's assistant or my brother's helper. A word that has this connection, Eretz or Artsa, desire, the five lands of the physical world. The phrase, Lifnei Hashem Al, over before God. The Shoresh is Ach, brother. Another Shoresh, Ezer, assistant, helper, helpmate, auxiliary. The energy verses for Achi Ezer. There are 68 verses, and we know that 68 is the number of the gematria of the word Chaim, which means lives or life. Adoni Shema'ani Eretz Arba Me'et Shekel Kesef Bini Uvinachi Uvinach Mehu Ve'et Maticha Kever. My Lord, hearken unto me, a piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And this was said by Ephron the Hittite, when speaking to Abraham, agreeing to sell the land, selling the cave of Machpelah. And the name Amishaddai . The meaning is, my people is my God, or my nation is my God. The word Teled, bear a child. Vechat Ati, my sinning is my failure, my purification. A phrase, Winashi Banav, my children's debts. One Shoresh is Am, Ayin Mem, which means people or nation. Another Shoresh is Shed, Shin Dalet, which is a breast, a nipple, a demon, a fiend, or a devil. Another Shoresh is Ami, Ayin Mem Yud, my people or my nation. Another Shoresh is Shaddai, which is a name of God. The energy verses for Amishadai. There are 45 verses, and 45 is the gematria of Hashem's name when spelled out with aleph. Ekev asher shema Avraham v'kali v'yishmar m'sham rati mitzvotai chakotai v'torati. Because that Avraham hearkened to my voice and kept my charge, my mitzvot, my statutes, and my laws. We're now going to look at learn about the consciousness of Achiezer ben Amishadai. When he brought all of his items, he had the consciousness, a hint to the judge, Samson, who came from the tribe of Dan. The silver bowl of 130 shekels. The bowl is used in the cleansing of the Nazirite, of the Nazir, and Samson was born a Nazir. The silver bowl is 130 shekels. And these are the 130 words that are in the section of the Nazir in the Torah describing the regulations surrounding the Nazir. He brought a basin weighing 70 shekels. The word basin is mizrach, and this hints to the wine goblet that is drunk by the Nazir after his Nazirite time is completed. And why was it 70 shekels? 70 is the gematria of the word wine that the Nazir drinks after completing his vow of Nazirite. And the bowl and the basin together are explained by the Midrash as connecting to the cognates of words of Torah that were spoken about Samson. He brought a gold ladle of 10 shekels weight. The 10 alludes to the 10 things a Nazirite may not do with wine. He brought a full as an oleh, a burnt offering. And the burnt offering, this bull alludes to one of the three things a Nazirite is warned about in the Torah. He brought the ram as an oleh. And this refers to another of the three things. And the sheep is the third of the three things. He brought a male goat as a sin offering. And this hints to the hair that the Nazi may not cut, that the Nazir may not cut. In the Hebrew, the word hair and the word goat sound alike, Seir. He brought 17 animals as a peace offering, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 sheep. 2 cattle were an allusion to the 2 things Samson's father compared him to, a serpent and a horned snake. Why 3 varieties of animals? In allusion to the 3 kinds of sacrifice which a defiled Nazirite brought. 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, 1 for a sin offering and 1 for a burnt offering, and a lamb of the first year for a guilt offering. Why were there 5 of each kind of animal? In allusion to the 5 varieties which a Nazirite who had to be cleansed brought, a he-lamb for a burnt offering, a she-lamb for a sin offering, a ram for a peace offering, and cakes of fine flour, unleavened wafers, and their meal offering and their drink offerings. Another exposition, another explanation is why the three varieties, in allusion to the three occasions when Samson smote the Philistines during his lifetime. Why did he bring 15 animals to allude to the jawbone? Because the phrase in the Torah has 15 letters. We're now going to read the Yehi Ratzon. May it be your will, Hashem. Hey Yud, Hey Wav, our God and God of our forefathers, that it be considered and desired our reading of the Torah in the order of the offering of Ahiezer ben Amidshaddai from the tribe of Dan. And his offering which he brought for the dedication of your holy altar. And may it be considered upon us as if we have comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names which come from the initial letters and the final letters from this holy scripture. As it is stated, may we compensate for the bull offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren, and all the holy sparks and all the holy lights which are included in the holiness of this tribe and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and to discern your Torah and fear you, the awe of God's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of our lives, we and our children and our children's children. Hashem will then be king over the entire world. On that day, Hashem will be one and his name will be one. May they find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart. Before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer, accept our cry and hear our wail. You who knows all that is hidden. And may we all say, Amen. Does anyone have any questions?
I did. Why is the liver on the right side of our body?
How about heard an answer specifically so I have to think about it?
Okay.
The gallbladder is on the left, and that is also a home of the negative system. And they're related, both of them are related to cleansing. So I think it's the between the two you have a balance of right and left. It's also the Satan in the Western world is taught is this absolutely negative creature. But in reality, Satan is a creation of Hashem. He is the highest of the angels. He has 12 wings. Essentially, Satan is doing the job that Hashem has given him, which is to test people. Now, he also has gone a little bit overboard in what he's done, and for that, that will be his, on the judgment day, that will be his cleansing through the river of fire. But essentially, Satan is not necessarily thought of in the same context that the Western world teaches it. And by being on the right side of the body, we see that's really the indication. Yes, it is negative, but he's doing Hashem's orders, Hashem's will, by testing us. I hope that answers your question.
Okay. And I just also wanted to ask what you said about 15 letters in the jawbone. What was the connection of the dual bong with 15 letters?
Because the phrase that describes the jawbone, that he used the jawbone, I believe Samson used the jawbone to strike and kill the king of the Philistines. That phrase in the Torah has 15 letters.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Have a beautiful day. The class is today. At 4:30, we will have a class on advanced reincarnation, continuing our series. And at 7 o'clock, our Zohar connection, completing section 5 of the parasha of Tzav, hopefully completing section 5. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.